FM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A 25-year prison term is what the judge in New York today gave the one-time billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried for a cryptocurrency financial fraud scheme. Outside the courthouse, ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
The judge also ordered him to forfeit $11 billion. Now, he doesn't have that, but prosecutors can use assets they've already seized from Bankman-Fried to start to compensate victims. Though we've heard from so many FTX customers, they're losing hope they'll ever be made whole.
Nine people were taken to the hospital after a Los Angeles City bus was involved in a multi-vehicle crash, police say. Nobody reported seriously hurt. $60 million in immediate federal aid has been granted to deal with the Baltimore bridge collapse, says Maryland Governor Wes Moore. There could be federal charges against a 22-year-old man who faces murder and other charges in Rockford, Illinois, in yesterday's deadly stabbing spree. Four people killed. This is ABC News. A new plan to protect consumers buying short-term health insurance.
A White House official calls these insurance plans, quote, junk, and says they mislead consumers, capping benefits or not covering cures for pre-existing conditions. A new rule being finalized by the Biden administration would limit these short-term plans to 3 months and require insurers to provide disclaimers up front about what is and isn't covered. This would roll back a decision by the Trump administration to expand these plans, which were considered a cheaper alternative to insurance policies under the Affordable Care Act. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Ford plans to cut the number of hourly workers at the factory that builds the F-150 Lightning in Dearborn, Michigan, as electric vehicle sales slow. The Detroit Free Press and Louisville Courier report that Ford will begin trimming next week. A feline nonprofit is suing the National Park Service over a plan to remove stray cats from a historic district in Puerto Rico. Estimated 200 cats live in an area surrounding an old San Juan fortress. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is National Let's Laugh Day. I think laughter is truly the best medicine. What makes you laugh the hardest? My family members, my kids are funny. My dad makes me laugh. My wife makes me laugh. Conrad makes me laugh. I think one of the most important things that we can do in life is laugh. Personally, comedy's gotten me through some very tough times. It's great therapy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in Rockford, Illinois are sharing more about four people who were stabbed to death Wednesday afternoon.
A 15-year-old girl, a 63-year-old woman, a 49-year-old man, and a 22-year-old man. Seven other people were injured, and Rockford's police chief says one of those is in critical condition.
Reporter Mark Remillard says one of the victims was a letter carrier for the post office. We still don't know the suspect's motive. Wildlife officials have found a dozen new viruses in Wisconsin fish, including a type of coronavirus found in walleyes. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources tests sport fish from time to time. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin say the fish coronavirus is a close cousin to a virus that kills birds. Scientists say people cannot get it. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose another pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers left-hander Robert Gasser will be out the next several weeks after doctors found a bone spur in his left elbow. Gasser, one of several Brewers pitchers starting out the season injured. The crew will face the Mets tomorrow after poor weather canceled today's season opener in New York. NBA, the Bucks in New Orleans to face the Pelicans, but Milwaukee has likely lost veteran guard Pat Beverly for the season. He'll need surgery to repair a torn ligament in his right wrist that could take 3 to 4 months to recover. NFL, Jordan Love says he learned learned hard lessons about protecting the football in college at Utah State.
And that's one thing I did a little bit too much in college, was trying to make those Superman throws and extend every play and throw it. And nah, these guys are they're fast in the NFL. They're going to recover on that ball and pick it. So just that fine line of understanding when to try and make those heroic plays and put the team on your back, and when to throw it away to, you know, live to fight another down, things like that.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Pivot Podcast with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We're in the midst of a frigid night out there with partly cloudy skies, upper single digits by sunrise, light winds. On Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs in the mid-40s. We will have a chance of rain and some snow Friday night. Any accumulation, well under an inch. Currently 23 degrees.
Friday on Matt and Air on Air, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer at 10:30, and me, Greg Bach, is in charge of the show. Join us.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Thursday. And a lot going on in the world today, as it seems is every day. Why are the people brave enough to hold Trump to account, mostly black and brown? Have you noticed this? I mean, you know, the majority of the prosecutors, I get who Jack Smith is, but he was a white guy, but he had no choice in the matter. Merrick Garland, you know, assigned him the job. But the people who stepped up voluntarily, Alvin Bragg, Fonnie Willis, Benny Thompson, to go after Trump, Letitia James, they're all black people. What's going on with this? I want to discuss that in just a moment. Also, why almost 70% of the Republican Party views Trump as holy? And what kind of idiot buys a Bible from a racist adulterer? And finally, Trump judge orders the release of a Confederate flag-carrying traitor? Seriously? And Laura Logan says the ship bridge collision was part of a plot to keep Trump from winning in 2024. I'll tell you about the latest conspiracy theories. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by. He's got an update of what's going on in Ukraine. He'll be telling us live from Kyiv, Ukraine. And there's a video the Republican Party doesn't want you to see. Lev Parnas is bringing the receipts. We'll share that with you in the second hour of the program. We'll share the actual video itself with you. And U.S. maritime unions, the U.S. maritime union sounds the alarm over global shipping standards. What's going on with this? Apropos of the Key Bridge collapse yesterday. In the third hour of our program, Les Leopold is going to drop by. How mass layoffs and greed are destroying the working class, and what we can do about it. And game changer diabetes drugs cost up to 400 times more than the company needs to charge to make a good profit. Why is that? How does that work? We'll talk about that in the third hour of the program. But I want to start out with my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled, "Why Are the People Brave Enough to Hold Trump to Account, Mostly Black and Brown?" Trump and his sons just put a bullseye on the Hispanic back of Judge Mearsheim's daughter, Lauren Mearsheim. And identifying her by name and identifying her by picture on his Nazi-infested social media site. And, predictably, she's now receiving threats of violence, as is her father, Judge Mearsheim, who was born in Colombia, by the way. Why? Because the stock in trade of fascists is violence and the threat of violence. This is how they rise to power. When Viktor Orban was rising to power in Hungary, for example, his right-hand man led a torchlight march into the Budapest Roma neighborhood, the gypsy, what used to be called gypsies, threatening to burn the gypsies out. They fled in terror out of their homes. Most recently, Orban started arresting people who defame him on social media. Fascist movements within democracies are always minority movements and have been throughout history, from Mussolini and Hitler to Pinochet and Putin. And because they're minority movements, fascists always use violence to cow enough people that legitimate political challenges to them quietly die. I mean, it's just that simple. And we're seeing this exact same phenomena today, you know, with the Trump MAGA fascist movement. What's interesting to me, though, is that while Trump recruited people to violate the law with his fake elector scheme in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, only Fani Willis in Georgia had the courage to criminally prosecute him and the other people involved. And, of course, she's not only receiving regular death threats, but now Jim Jordan has tried to drag her through the mud in D.C. after this right-wing judge, Scott McAfee, allowed weeks of baseless, nationally televised character assassination. Similarly, although Trump apparently committed massive bank, tax, and insurance fraud in multiple states, only Letitia James in New York had the courage to prosecute him and his company. She and her family have also received death threats and promises of violence. Just this week, he promised to pull a Hitler on her. His lawyer, Alina Haba, told Fox News, quote, Letitia James is not going to get away with it. We will come at them. We will come hard, and we will literally fight until the truth comes out. Literally fight? Yeah, violence and the language of violence are, as I said, the stock and trade of fascists. The legal ground around Washington, D.C. is just littered with Trump's crimes, his violations of the Constitution's Emoluments Act, which is a crime. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. The Hatch Act, 5 years in prison for using the White House as a political prop. Trump did it all the time. He held an RNC meeting at the White House in violation of the Hatch Act, 5 years in prison. He's multiple violations of campaign finance laws. I mean, you know, in the tunes of hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars. And so far, the only person with the courage to prosecute him for his campaign finance violations, and this is one that occurred in New York City, has been Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. And so guess what? Alvin Bragg is now, and his family, are the subject of death threats and promises of violence. You know, it's got to be both terrifying and exhausting to take on America's modern fascist movement, this MAGA movement. Trump criminally stole thousands of top secret documents from the United States, making them available to foreign spies and ne'er-do-wells who could have sold them for a small fortune, say $2 billion to Saudi Arabia. By storing them in a room conveniently containing an industrial high-speed copying machine. Jack Smith's prosecution is only scratching the surface, but even with that, it looks like Judge Cannon is going to give Trump a pass. Nonetheless, Trump has attacked both Smith and his wife, and his MAGA followers have promised violent retribution to both. Observers are wondering out loud if Cannon is cutting Trump slack because she's afraid of the violence. I think that's the most likely reason, frankly. I don't think it's loyalty because he appointed her. I think it's because she doesn't want the mob to show up at her house. Because that's what fascists do. The secretaries of state of literally every state in the union were witness to Trump's crimes. Everyone saw him attempt to overthrow the government of the United States in violation of the 14th Amendment. But only two, a woman in Maine and a woman in Colorado, were willing to say, yeah, we're going to hold him to account. And when they did, and the Colorado Supreme Court said, yes, we agree with this, death threats came for the Supreme Court. NBC's Ryan Riley said the threats fit into a predictable and familiar pattern seen time and time again after legal developments. So, I mean, this is Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss, when Trump named them, the first thing that happened was a call came into Freeman's answering machine saying, kill yourself now so we can save the ammo. Moments later, an email arrived that said, I hope the federal government hangs you and your daughter from the Capitol dome, you treasonous piece of S word. I pray that I will be sitting close enough to hear your next snap. Just a few hours later, a mob with torches and a bullhorn showed up at Freeman's house. I mean, this is not normal in American politics. Mitt Romney talked about how his Republican colleagues were afraid to vote to convict Trump because they didn't want their families harassed by Trump's fascist hordes. This is how fascism takes over. But the most fascinating thing about this, of all the circumstances surrounding Donald Trump and his 9-year political crime spree, is that with the exception of Jack Smith, all of the people who have chosen to prosecute him, and again, Jack Smith was appointed, all the people who have chosen to prosecute him, Thompson, Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, Fonnie Willis, they're all black. Why is this? I honestly don't know. I'm not even sure if it's like racist to raise the question. I mean, but why would that be? Is it that black people who fought and worked through the system to get their law license and law degrees have internalized, you know, Thomas Paine, the abolitionist Thomas Paine, who said this is, you know, the promise of America, that they've internalized that? Is it that they and their ancestors have lived through so much struggle and hardship that people, white people like me, can hardly imagine that, you know, as we see how Fonnie Willis has been treated by this racist judge, that they've not just survived, but they've committed themselves to fighting on? Or is it that these black prosecutors are the normal ones? They're just doing their jobs. And all those white prosecutors, and there's literally hundreds of white prosecutors. I mean, Trump committed the fake elector crime in 7 different states. Trump committed, I mean, every state could have kept him off the ballot. I mean, there's just almost no end to people who could have prosecuted or gone after Trump. Why is it that it's just these black people? Is it because all the white people, is it because the black people are not, you know, noble and brave? They're just normal. They're doing their jobs. And the white people are all cowards? That they've had, you know, centuries of white privilege and family wealth accumulation, and they just don't want to risk it by taking on a fascist? I don't know the answer to these questions. I'm putting them to you. What do you think? Why is it that the only brave people who have stood, and Trump makes the most of it, right? He calls them all racists, which is his way of saying, hey, have you noticed that black person has the temerity to challenge me, a rich white guy? I mean, this is essentially what he's saying when he calls Fonnie Willis a racist, when he calls Letitia James a racist, when he calls Alvin Bragg a racist, when he calls Benny Thompson a racist. I mean, what the hell's going on here? That said, we need more white people to get into the fray, because this year, with Trump literally fighting for his wealth and freedom, it's going to get more intense than anything we have ever seen. And I just want to, for the record, say I am proud to live in a country alongside these brave black men and women. And a few Hispanics, you know, Judge Mershon and his daughter. Although, again, he didn't volunteer for this. He was picked. The people who volunteered, the people who stepped up. I have such admiration for these people, but where the hell are the white people? What's going on here? I'm particularly interested in listening, in hearing from my black listeners.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's just about 18 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house. Much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on. But eventually, I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I really do try to live with a heart healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love, with Super Beach heart chews, I can get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beets are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Super Beets heart chews, and I've been taking them for years. I mean, almost a decade. I keep them by the bed so that I don't forget. Although they taste so good, I gotta tell you. Super Beets heart chews are effective and clinically studied. From Super Beets, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended Beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beets Heart Chews. Get a free one-month supply of Super Beets Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. That's T-H-O-M and B-E-E-T-S. TomLovesBeets.com to get this exclusive offer. And welcome back. So, Jeff Tiedrich this morning. What kind of dip bleep buys a Bible from a racist adulterer? Little Donnie bleep face is what would happen if the seven deadly sins became a real boy. Oh, geez. Anyhow, He's asking the question, why, you know, what kind of idiot would buy a Bible from a guy who was, you know, porking a porn star while his wife was pregnant with his son? Over at Axios, Zachary Basu has some thoughts on this. Trump has developed a sense of impunity, he writes, when it comes to religious messaging because of this grand compromise he's cut with the Christian conservatives. I'll give you judges who will outlaw abortion. You give me your votes, basically. And hawking Bibles is just the latest example. Trump famously is not religious, and he once told a religious group he's never asked God for forgiveness, which is, you know, step one in every religion, or at least every monotheistic religion. He's repeatedly refused to name his favorite Bible verse. Obviously, he doesn't have one. His family never went to church. He never went to church. He's never been to Sunday school. He's, you know, when he was asked about something in the Bible, he talked about 2 Corinthians. It's not 2 Corinthians, it's 2 Corinthians. Oh, God. But, you know, he thrilled his white evangelical supporters by putting right-wing white crackpots on the court. His former budget director, Russell Vaught, developed plans to infuse Christian nationalism into his second term agenda. And Trump has repeatedly claimed that the radical left is persecuting Christians. In a December rally, he said, "We're going to create a new federal task force at fighting anti-Christian bias." He's also, his rhetoric has gotten more and more apocalyptic. It's very kind of last days-ish, even messianic. He compared himself to Jesus yesterday. In one video that is played at his rallies, this narrator's voice says, "On June 14th, 1946, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, 'I need a caretaker. So God gave us Trump.'" Right. On his first day of his New York civil trial, he shared a picture of Jesus sitting next to him in the trial. I mean, this week he dropped a message that said, "It's ironic that Christ walked through his greatest persecution the very week they're trying to steal your property from you." He retweeted somebody else's, Truth Social or whatever. 64% of Republicans think Trump is a man of faith. How do you get to that? This is just mind-boggling. And he's hustling Bibles for $60. You know, Bibles that cost $1 to print. And, you know, again, it's a revenue share deal. Somebody else is providing the Bibles. He doesn't actually own the business. And this is one of the things. He owns his apartment in Trump Tower, but he doesn't own most of Trump Tower, which is pretty amazing, too. I mean, I think an awful lot of the collateral he couldn't put up because he either didn't own it or he was so deeply in debt. Amazing stuff. Just amazing stuff. And now a Confederate flag flying traitor has been ordered out of jail. I'll tell you about that.
To the Tom Hartman program, call 202-808-9925.
Stay with us. I've got a crazy alert for you, too, and then I'll be picking up your phone calls. So we'll be right back.
Birchwood Sawyer to County's choice for this news, talk, and sports. 910 AM WBZH. 910 AM WBZH. News, talk, and sports.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A 25-year prison term is what the judge in New York today gave the one-time billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried for a cryptocurrency financial fraud scheme. Outside the courthouse, ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
The judge also ordered him to forfeit $11 billion. Now, he doesn't have that, but prosecutors can use assets they've already seized from Bankman-Fried to start to compensate victims. Though we've heard from so many FTX customers, they're losing hope they'll ever be made whole.
Nine people were taken to the hospital after a Los Angeles City bus was involved in a multi-vehicle crash, police say. Nobody reported seriously hurt. $60 million in immediate federal aid has been granted to deal with the Baltimore bridge collapse, says Maryland Governor Wes Moore. There could be federal charges against a 22-year-old man who faces murder and other charges in Rockford, Illinois, in yesterday's deadly stabbing spree. Four people killed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tuition at University of Wisconsin schools would go up by 3.75% next school year if the Board of Regents approves the proposal next week. UW System President Jay Rothman says that's about the same as the rate of inflation. Even with an increase, Rothman says UW tuition would still be the most affordable in the Midwest. March is a big month for college basketball and for gambling addiction problems. Rose Blazinski heads the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling. She says it's especially risky for young adults.
They're at a time in their life where they're high risk takers to start, and gambling fits right in with that, especially the sports betting. It makes them feel important. If you're winning, you can brag to all your friends.
March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Earl Ingram.
So let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We're in the midst of a frigid night out there with partly cloudy skies, upper single digits by sunrise, light winds. On Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs in the mid-40s. We will have a chance of rain and some snow Friday night. Any accumulation, well under an inch. It's 21 at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
For all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Well, as I'm scratching my head about black prosecutors, here we have a white Trump-appointed judge who just ordered Trevor McFadden, who is, Kevin Seafried. Trevor McFadden is the judge, the white Trump judge, just ordered Kevin Seafried released from jail. He's the guy that you saw carrying the Confederate flag, put blacks back in chains flag through the Capitol building. He's from Laurel, Delaware. He was sentenced to 3 years for a felony, as well as 18 months for a misdemeanor. And the Department of Justice said that he and his son were among the first to enter the Capitol, leading the charge, as it were. McFadden went even further, admitting it was based on the partisan interest of the Supreme Court. He noted that at least four Supreme Court justices are interested in taking up the challenge to the Department of Justice's obstruction charge. If they strike that down, they're going to let out, virtually all of these January 6 rioters who are in prison right now, which is just wild to think about. And finally, a crazy alert. Laura Logan, the former Fox host and CBS reporter who went off the rails, was on Steve Bannon's little podcast yesterday. She said, she's talking about the Baltimore bridge collapse and the boat that hit it, ship that hit it. She said, it's an absolute catastrophic attack on critical infrastructure, and you cannot see it because a cyber attack is unseen, just like the attack on 2020 on the voting machines that you cannot see. People in power have been systematically dismantling the defenses of the United States of America, and this attack is a wake-up call. Open your eyes. Realize what you're facing, because they cannot afford for this election to take place. They cannot afford for Donald Trump to come into power, and there's absolutely nothing they won't do. There's nothing. They will stop at nothing to prevent that from happening. Even driving a ship into the Key Bridge, apparently. Oh, geez. Alex Jones, he says, this looks deliberate. It could be the opening salvo of World War III. Florida State Representative Anthony Sabatini and Utah State Representative Phil Lyman saying that, no, it's because of diversity hires. Diversity hires? Jeff Tiedrich responds. He says, no racists. The Key Bridge didn't collapse because of diversity. Shut the F up. He says, I bleep you not. Laura Ingraham blamed it on diversity. So did Cokie McSniffles Jr., Donald Trump Jr. Misshapen gnome Ben Shapiro announced that he wouldn't fly on any airline that hires black pilots. Even the space Nazi couldn't keep his ignorant mouth shut. Fox News, he writes, found object Marita Bartiromo blamed the tragedy on Joe Biden's wide open border. Because, of course, she did. She said, but of course, you've been talking about the potential for wrongdoing or the potential for foul play given the wide open border. Right. Anthony Sabatini, tweets out, DEI did this. Right. Well, Baltimore has a black mayor, after all. Of course, it's, you got 70% of the population, and Baltimore is only about 60% black. So, a fair number of white people voted for this guy. And he's been in politics his entire life. This was not of a diversity hire of any sort. Anyhow, he goes on to say, Trump's romper room for racists early morning chat show demanded to know why Joe Biden was asleep at 1:30 in the morning. Scarlet dumbass Nancy Mace blamed the crash on the infrastructure bill. Please don't ask me to explain the logic here. And whined that only 7,800 bridges have been repaired so far under Biden's infrastructure bill. Why not 7,801, she says. Bridget Gabriel on Twitter or on X says, Mayor Pete needs to resign immediately, right? Because the bridge that was built 4 years before he was born just fell down.
Regal Beagle says, this morning I drove by a car that ran into a road sign and knocked the entire road sign down in pieces on the ground. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. But what a failure of the Biden administration. Our infrastructure is failing. I blame Pete Buttigieg. And then Laura Loomer, who's, you know, genuinely nuts, she says, maybe he will tell us a sob story about how his son Beau died on the bridge. Right. You can. Jeff Tiedrich says you can always tell a maggot by how heartless they are. You know, I'm going to stop there and pick up your calls. It's like at a certain point, you just hit a threshold of BS and racism that you just can't stomach anymore. Andre in Chicago. Hey, Andre, what's on your mind today?
Yes. Good morning, Tom. Hey. How you feel tomorrow?
I'm feeling great, Andre. I hope you are, too.
Oh, yes, I am. Whenever I'm able to listen to you and talk with you and listen to the dialogue, I feel blessed.
Thank you.
So I want to start, and thank you for your input, Tom. Well, you know, if we've learned anything from the NBC hiring of Ronald McDaniel is that there is strength in numbers, and the unity that the NBC employees show brings results. Everybody in the moral majority in this country, the religious community, the sports community, entertaining community, the evangelicals, and the Congress all should be speaking out against this harassment of these black prosecutors that you talked about, because as the Honorable Dr. King would say, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, and silence is consent. I can't understand why we have all these morally upstanding people in this country, and they sit back and allow this something to happen. If it was your child that was up there that was the prosecutor, Trump would have no mercy on them either. That's why this is a collective. That's why this is a collective battle. It is not the instance of just one group of people or one ethnicity. Trump has attacked everybody, and if everybody's gonna fight back against him, he'll continue to hurt people in the way he's doing. And these evangelicals, in particular, there's something in Psalms that says, "Thou should not walk in the counsel of the ungodly." So they should be called out as well for their support for Donald Trump, because he is an abomination to the word and to anybody that called himself a halfway decent individual. So I think collectively we all should be speaking out against what's happening with Alvin Bragg, Fannie Willis, and Letitia James, as you said. And those people are much younger than Donald Trump. Donald Trump was committing crimes long before some of those people were born. Yeah. So how can he look back and talk about his racism? Fannie Willis is a young lady. Letitia James is young. Alvin Bragg is young. Donald Trump could be their daddy. Yep. So what is he suggesting, that they just waited? You know, they were born into the world to bring him down. He gave them reason to bring down.
Yeah. Which raises a question, you know, Andre, or, you know, why do you think that, I mean, for example, the crime that Donald Trump committed in Georgia, he also committed in six other states. You know, there's not a prosecutor in any of those states who's willing to take on Donald Trump. You could phrase this question either way. Where are all the white prosecutors who have every bit as a legitimate a claim to go after Donald Trump as James or Bragg or Willis, or for that matter, Benny Thompson in Congress? Where are the white members of Congress who, you know, the senators who are willing to hold a hearing? You could alternatively say, why is it only the black people who are stepping into this fray, who are showing such extraordinary bravery?
Well, it's unfortunate. It kind of reminds you of the all-white jury that acquitted the Emmett Till killers.
Yeah.
See, it's the same situation that's been going on for years.
So you think a lot of the white prosecutors who aren't jumping in are not jumping in because, hey, you know, racism is just fine with me.
They're complicit, exactly. Yeah. Silence is consent.
Yeah.
If you don't speak out, you must be for it. And I don't see what the benefit of it really is, Tom, because people talk, you know, when I say people, I'm talking directly Republicans. They often talk about, we got to get rid of Democrats because they live in this enormous amount of money, this debt for our kids and grandkids to pay back. Well, let me tell you something. If there is a debt left to those kids are going to be able to pay it back. But if you leave a country that's morally bankrupt, you could never pay that debt back. You'd have to, it takes generations to live that down. This is what somebody need to tell you. Forget the money. You can pay the debt back. But when you and if you didn't have a debt, those kids are going to go out and buy cars and houses and get their own selves in debt. Yeah. So I say that, you know, enough of this talk about paying debt back. Let's deal with the moral fiber, because if you leave a country ran by a fascist, a dictator like Donald Trump, it's going to be far worse than leaving your kids with some debt to have to pay back.
You're absolutely right. And it will be generations before the stain. I mean, particularly the contamination that Trump has done to young people coming up who get caught up in, you know, TikTok and YouTube and whatnot, driving them down into that fascist rabbit hole. Andre, thank you. That was brilliant. I so appreciate your call today. Thank you. Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. Good to hear you and good to see you. I'm on, I don't know what channel it is, but it's on the TV.
Okay, Frisbee's TV. Okay, great.
Okay, wait, sorry about that. I should know that. anyway, I wanted to ask first off, I'm already a sustaining donor, but is this triple match day?
It is, yeah.
Okay, just checking because I want to make an extra donation.
Yeah.
Okay, so now what I wanted to say on your question, and I have personal experience with what your question was on why is it that African Americans are standing up, and we have other people like the senators and so on and so forth running tail because they got a death threat and all that kind of stuff. And I wanted to give an example of it. So, you know, about a little more than a year or so ago, they finally passed an anti-lynching act. I was just shocked. I thought that had been done and over with over 150 years ago. I was just shocked that it was, they passed this bill. And,
over Republican objections, by the way, Carol.
I know. I was just like, what? I couldn't believe it was not, hadn't been done, and so on and so forth. So I was in shock, but at the same time, I was feeling happy because finally, and so I was very mixed feelings about it. And I have several, you know, friends from all different ethnicities, and particularly I asked because I thought, okay, let me ask, because it's usually that applied the lynching to the African Americans. So I asked one of my friends, and I said, who is African American, I said, you know, they just passed the anti-lynching bill, and then I said, boy, you know, and I told her and explained to her how I felt, and she looked and she was just like, just no reaction whatsoever. She goes, whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, that's what you had another caller mention. Is we have not lived through that, all the terrorizing that they have gone through.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we can't, to us, it's hard for us to take it in and have the actual experience of that. So I guess that's what I wanted to add to the conversation today.
Well, that was, you know, one of my hypotheses. I just, you know, and it could just be a coincidence, but I don't think so. I think there's something here. Carol, thank you for the call.
I mean, your choices that you made, the fourth one where you said that, I believe that's the one. The one.
There you go.
I experienced that was the one.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you very much. We'll be back in just a moment with more of your calls. It's 47 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Talk Media for the Sane Among Us. We'll be right back with your calls.
Rice Lane's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North.
Buzz of the North.
910 AM WBZH.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature. The feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our freshwater. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv. To get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag, you're it. Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Our dogs Blue and Chewy deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why we love feeding Nature's Blend premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty to our dogs. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. All dogs are unique. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Michael in Seattle. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Morning, Tom. Say, I just got home after spending 10 days in bowel surgery in the hospital here.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm glad you're home, though, Michael, and I hope you're making a recovery.
Yep, just got home, and they finally allowed to leave me alone last night. Anyway, I'm restless, and I don't recommend that for anybody. But when I turned you on, I missed the first 10 minutes, and now out of context, I think it was the woman who was invited to NBC, and then they finally came to the Senate, and they sent her away. Is that right?
Ronna McDaniel, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I just speculated that you had talked about it, but it seems to me that NBC did come to the census, and that's not why I called. When I dialed, it was right when you said, I'd like to hear from black folks. Well, I'm white. I'm 72, and I would hate to have tried to survive 72 years as a black man in this country. And the reason that the black prosecutors aren't saying, well, let's go after his ass, it's just simple, and it takes courage to do that. I think these black folks, because of the way they had to live their whole lives, have courage, and that's it.
Yeah, I get it, Michael. I get it. I appreciate your empathy. Michael, I'm going to move along, but thank you for the call and your comments. It's nice to hear from you, and I hope you recover quickly from your surgery. Marie in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. As a former prosecutor and woman of color, I've been thinking about this subject for so long, you just wouldn't even imagine.
I can imagine. Well, maybe not.
The issue that I have with all of this is all of the black prosecutors involved have to run for office. So they have to be reelected. And Jack Smith and Merrick Garland, they don't have those issues. Merrick Garland may lose his position with the next administration, but bottom line, he's got federal civil service benefits. He's got all sorts of federal worker protections that none of them, not Letitia James, not Bragg, not Fannie Willis, none of them have those protections.
Right.
And you can best believe that it's going to cost them a fortune to run for reelection because you know all of this has put the target on their backs by Republican opposition.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, it is braver than most people realize. And the fact that Jack Smith and Merrick Garland took so very long. You know, the problem was the places where these things happened, where Donald Trump committed his crimes, you know, those prosecutors were under pressure. Because, you know, how do you turn a blind eye to that?
Yeah.
And the only tool that they have is to fight within the system. Black people in general do not have the option to show up at the Capitol. I mean, most of us on the day that, you know, on Jan 6, we're watching this going, if those were black people, they wouldn't have made it in the front door.
Oh, they would have been machine gunned down.
Over. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, the problem as I see it is, you know, they are incredibly brave. The fact that Fannie had to essentially abandon the home that she had just bought, and it's in a really quiet neighborhood. I happen to know generally where that is. So, you know, to have spent, and she said it was $200,000+ to run last time. God only knows what it'll cost now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I so honor these three, or if you include Benny Thompson, these four people stepped up, volunteered, you know, to step up and do this. I mean, it's just remarkable. Marie, thank you so much for the call. It's always nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Phil Itner and an update on what's going on in Ukraine. Then we'll get back to your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060.
That's 800-472-8060.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.